Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Yeah, no shit. And it puts us at 230 on the Facebook page, Steve.
Ooh. Still nowhere near an even possibly almost relevant number.
I just think that the majority of people are just anti-Facebook at this point. I just think the whole Facebook boom has passed us all.
You're just saying that to make yourself feel better.
Yes, well, that's part of it. I would say it's a good 75% of how I feel. You know, hey, we still got more than the Northampton Wargamers.
The Northamptons?
Northamptons.
Are they still sponsoring us?
Yes. This podcast, they're still sponsoring us.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to sponsor us for a while, so.
All right, then.
They are our resident-in-chief sponsor. So, more power to you, Northampton Wargamers. I hope you're having fun at Salute 2014, if you're there.
They're the historical gaming champions, right?
No, that's the Southampton Warlords.
They sound way cooler.
Maybe it's Westampton? Easthampton?
Westampton.
Actually, I found that out, that Salute in UK is going on this weekend, and it's sponsored by the South London Warlords. So I wonder if they're related to the Northampton Warlords. You know, those evil Northampton Warlords.
Do you ever think that all these gaming clubs get together and they just start doing the fucking South Side Story shit?
South Side Story? West Side Story, you mean?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Banana. Ba-da-da-da. Lots of snapping and
yeah.
We won't jazz rumble dancing. Until we have 3 years jazz tap. We won't.
5, 6, 7, 8. All right. So welcome to Game Classy.
I'm going to make South Side Story.
South Side Story.
Yeah.
It would basically be the same thing, except we'd be drinking old style and smoking menthol cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Sounds like my childhood. it smells like my childhood, too. Dad? So anyway, welcome to Game Classy. I'm your host, Joe, and with me as always is the chip to my Dale, Steve.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. You'd think with all this My Little Pony crap that's coming back, they'd bring back like the Disney afternoon shit. But they don't. I don't know why. I think that's an untapped marketplace of furry goodness.
I don't think Disney really makes cartoons anymore.
Like they do. Like, they do.
The newest one they did was like Phineas and Ferb, but like beyond that.
No. There are lots of Disney cartoons. There are thousands of Disney cartoons. They never end.
New ones?
Yes.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, it is.
There's no gargoyles.
No. Well, not the Disney afternoon, like, adventure
style. That's what I was talking about when I said they don't make those anymore.
There's lots of cartoons from Disney.
Right, but that wasn't what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about chaff.
Oh, you're talking about that thing that 14-year-olds like to make deviant art porn, furry porn about. On
Sonic?
Well... Gargoyles.
Sanic?
There's so much gargoyles porn out there.
There's so much everything porn.
I know, but there's
You can't wait the amount of porn.
Oh, no.
It's
yes,
infinite.
You can.
No, it's fucking infinite.
If you took all that porn and put it on a hard drive, you could feel the difference.
You couldn't fill the hard drive. It's just infinite.
The entire internet weighs 14 pounds. I guarantee you at least 6 pounds of that is gargoyles porn. Steve's just shaking his head.
Clearly, you've looked at more gargoyles porn than any other man.
It's true. I'm like Pat B when he's looking at the Twitch feeds and gets all angry about the Twitch feeds, yet he keeps watching the Twitch feeds. That's me. I get really angry about the gargoyles porn, but I still look at it because I'm like, God damn that gargoyles porn.
I think what you're actually saying is, yeah, Damona,
yeah.
Take it.
Actually, there's a whole movement. I don't know. Speaking of Disney Afternoon and porn at the same time, there's a whole movement to desexualize Gadget from Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. Did you know that?
Desexualize?
Yeah.
She's a mouse.
No.
She's a mouse with no discernible female anatomy other than her voice and her long eyelashes.
No, but there's, you know, everyone goes online and makes the porn of it. And mm-hmm. Now there's a movement to desexualize her so that they no longer make porn of her.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I'm not the guy making the porn. I'm not the guy who's advocating against the porn.
But how is that a
porn
thing?
Neutral.
No, the whole
one.
Thing is like, how is that a thing? Like,
I don't know.
What are you going
to do? Do people have anything better to do?
Are they just trying to remove the porn from existing?
And speaking of things that...
Sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks, but these two gumshoes are picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small. If you need help, just call Chip and Dale. Rescue Rangers, Bandit, when there's danger.
All right, we're done with that. And speaking of things that people don't, wasting their time on.
Orochi Kodoji? Man, I was so schooled.
Oh, yeah. But speaking of things that people have wasting their time on, hey, the Imperial Guard Codex came out. I wanted to talk about...
Didn't they not call it Imperial Guard? No, it's like... Didn't they call it, like, Verkan Trigger?
It's like Adeptus Vaginicus.
Did they just finally just call it... Heil?
Heil? Sieg Heil?
Yeah.
Adeptus Sieg Heil?
Yes.
No, it's like Adeptus Militarius or whatever.
Sounds stupid.
You know, we haven't talked about any new...
Dude, the Scooty Puff Jr. car? It's like the fuck... It's got four wheels, finally, but each wheel is actually a tank shred.
So ridiculous. You know what? Okay, so here's the thing. It's like, you know, we haven't talked about Games Workshop in a while just because it's kind of like, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
I mean, it's a broken punching bag in the corner.
It really is at this point.
And this time it's been urinated on, defecated on, and I believe ejaculated upon.
However, let me just put it to you this way. A lot of the new figures that came out, aside from the Ogryns and the Scooty Bus... actually look pretty good.
Stormtroopers look fine.
The Stormtroopers look...
Whatever price they're asking, and it's not worth it, but
$5,000 a box. Or 5,000 pounds. I don't know.
Are you sure it's not 4,000? No. It's got a good savings because it's 4,999.
Euros. You Europeans and your funny currency.
It'd be nice if it was euros.
I prefer back in the day when you could get like lira and Deutschmarks.
Why don't you just have a currency that's euros?
Reals. What?
I'm saying you have a world currency made of euros.
Oh, that'd be so delicious.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and you know, and then you got the Europeans screaming,
"What are you doing? You've eaten your fortune!
You're eating a fortune! We're Americans!"
America immediately just goes farther into the toilet. It's like America
literally goes further into the toilet.
America has eaten all of the national reserve. We no longer have any currency.
But these euros are delicious.
Please pass me more yogurt sauce.
Tzatziki. Tzatziki sauce. But yeah, the figures actually look good. The stupid short bus looks ridiculous. I mean...
Hey, people complained all the time about them not just doing a four-wheeled vehicle for the Imperial Guard. Because it's like, why are all these vehicles tracked? So they answered the response by making a four-tracked vehicle.
It's the most stupid thing I've ever seen in my... It's actually based off a real thing. It's like, I guess, some like armored personnel carrier that like police use.
Hopefully it's an easy conversion to like pop off the treads and just give it monster truck tires because then it'll look like Grave Digger.
Why don't you just go
Grave Digger?
Sunday. Truckzilla. You ever see Truckzilla?
I've only seen photographs or video.
Not as impressive in real life.
Yeah.
It's kind of small.
You were seeing Son of Truckzilla.
Son of Truckzilla?
Yeah.
That's like Son of Sven Gulli?
No, Son of Sven Gulli's sweet. Truckzilla is terrible.
It's based off something real, but it just looks so stupid. It's like, why would you even put that in your army? Go out and go to like the boys' toy aisle of any toy store and find a Tonka truck that looks better than that. Oh, if you buy that, you should be smacked. Steve's nodding his head in agreement.
A solemn nod.
A solemn nod. Because it's so good on the podcast that you're solemn nods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Ogryns look really stupid, but when have the Ogryns ever looked good?
Never. The only good one is the one where the one Ogryn is holding that commissar who's injured and he's crying and he's like shooting bullets. He's like, no!
That's not even a real model. That's a conversion someone did for Games Day.
Well, I guess that's the only one that's good. It's a conversion. It looks like the cover.
Some guy sculpted it.
It looks like the cover of a fucking shitty pulp comic.
Or a shitty game, the 40K novel. Ruined that joke by the fact that I stumbled
you
over
fucked
like
it up.
Words. God
now
damn it.
Now you sound like an unprofessional douche. At least everyone knows.
So, speaking of...
How was your Adepticon?
I was just going to transition to Adepticon.
Did you get shellacked at your tournament?
No, I won Best General.
Whoa.
Oh.
Look at you. You finally have a game you can play.
And it's a historical game.
So I said, the transformation has begun. I assume at some point you're going to use your chrysalis, and you're going to come out just looking like George R. R. Martin.
I come out on a freedom scooter.
The hat, the old man hat, is just attached to your head. It's just the top of your skull.
It was a small tourney, you know, as all those small games. Yeah, it's not like 40K team tournament where everyone's like screaming.
Did you play up against anybody who had actual like tournament lists? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got rocked. I went 2-1.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. I forget. I forgot about miniatures games for a second there.
It's like yeah, I went, you know, I went 3-3, but I won best overall. It's like, how does that even work?
I got rocked in one game, just ridiculous style, but I'm okay. You know, it's like I started feeling like really salty because I'm like, oh, this is such a cheesy list, but I'm like, it's a fucking, I'm playing it Saturday night, I'm drunk off my ass, there's no reason for me to feel this salty, so I just had a lot of fun. But the third game I was forgetting rules and just throwing dice and everything else on the planet.
What was the list that beat you? Was it the Germans?
Was it what?
Was it the Germans?
No, there was no German players there. It was an American list. Americans beat me.
I see.
But I beat an American list.
Well, if there were no German lists there, I can only assume that the Germans are actually not very good in that game.
They are, but you have to play them really. I don't want to get into it because I don't feel like getting into any sort of rules or anything on this podcast. There's no real reason to do that.
So was it all just Americans fighting one another?
No, Americans, Russians, Japanese, French. There was some French. The French guy won best painted army. I found that highly dubious. Speaking of Adepticon, let's just go over just some smaller stuff there. Team tournament, as always, was there. Looked nice. The fantasy, not a lot of...
More importantly, did you do the stank report? Because I didn't really go in anywhere.
Oh, you know, it was stinky, but it wasn't as bad. There was a lot more open space this year. They moved the store, which was bullshit. I don't know what it is with Adepticon where they're not, like... People want to go there and sell their shit. Right? It's a gaming convention. I understand that. But a lot of people, it's a destination thing. And so if you have a choice of going to either Adepticon or Gen Con, because not everybody has the money and the location to do both.
You obviously choose Gen Con.
Yeah. Most people, I would choose Gen Con if I had to choose anything, just because even if I'm not playing anything, I could still go wander the stores and buy something or look at what's new, what's
coming
out.
You can also sell your shit at the Gen Con auction.
Yeah, you could do whatever. There's lots of stuff to do. Adepticon, there's like 6 stores there, and it's Battlefront for Flames of War, Forge World, Cool Mini, and Mantic. That's it. I mean, Ninja Division was there with Super Dungeon Explorer and... Like, there's, like, a lot of small stuff, but it's, like, nothing. There's no store there, and it's bullshit, because I want to go there. I want to spend money. I want to. I mean, I spend money.
Well, we've mentioned plenty of times, like, you only go there if you're playing in events.
Seriously.
Or if you're buying something specifically that you know is going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, going to Adepticon is a walking-around convention.
Not really that good, no. And it was so weird, because they have, like, it's like there was such... Like, people were selling their shit on the sly, too. Like, they'd be, like, set up at a table and, like, come demo my game. Oh, you want to buy some? Here's some. Slip me $5, and people pay, like, the $5 to get their little figure underneath the table. But, yeah, it was bullshit.
I had to pound the figures in the dust to sneak them past customs, but you should be able to rebuild them with your modeling skills. You'd be like, oh, you're Joe from Planet Arbitrary. Never mind.
No.
Here's your $5 back.
That was the weirdest thing, getting recognized at Adepticon.
Who recognized you?
Well, a couple people. I mean, it's not like I necessarily went like, I'm Joe from Game Classy.
Your big e-fame dick is growing. I can hear it thudding against the table as we speak.
Well, I would talk to people and I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, I'd mention the podcast and I'd give them the business card and they'd be like, oh, you're from Game Classy. I love Game Classy. I'm like, oh, well, there you go. It was kind of cool. Big shout outs to the, of course, the Ninja Division guys and then Jason.
Vendor Badge.
God, it was so weird how much he sounded like fucking Diedrich Bader.
Vendor Badge is a champion.
He really is. If you haven't listened to that, go back, find the Super Dungeon Explorer little interview we did, and it's just like, he sounds so much like Diedrich Bader. It's not even funny.
It's kind of creepy.
It's kind of creepy on that end. He was like, I don't know if you guys heard it, go back and listen to it, but when I mentioned Cool Mini are not doing Arcadia Quest, he was giving the nicest response possible. I don't think he could have... I don't know. You know, I don't want to say too much, but it was like, yeah. You could tell he was a little pissed. But he didn't mention it. He was a good sport, so... You know, this is just me.
We need good sports.
Yeah. And I think Super Dungeon Explorer's already beating the Arcadia Quest.
Oh yeah, it's fucking
Kickstarter right now.
It's many dollars.
It's got about a week left in it.
I was more excited to find that Lucius Nature made its stretch goal, which was pretty exciting.
Yeah. Actually, you sold a copy of Lamentations of the Flame Princess because a person who listens to the podcast, who I know, texted me and is like, "I want to get this game. Where do I get it?" So,
oh, yeah, nice,
yeah. Yeah, so there you go. You sold a copy of it.
Yes.
Yeah, the Adepticon this year, it's fine. It's nothing crazy, but there was just nothing really...
It's fucking Adepticon. It's the same every year.
There's
never anything big at
some
Adepticon.
Some nice demo games. I played a couple games.
Privateer will bring their like new models that are coming. Like, I know they brought the Cephalix shit, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's...
Cephalix might end up being awesome, or they'll be terrible. I don't know. I haven't seen the rules yet.
Whatever the case may be with that, there will always be one player...
This microphone smells like scotch.
It probably does. Mm. There's always going to be one player who plays them and just, I'm only playing this because it's not Games Workshop. That's generally what happens.
That's the Flames of War guy.
No. That's Battlefront.
Your tongue slipped and the truth spilled out from behind your teeth.
Trust me.
Like a torrent of diarrhea.
Actually, speaking of where Malphaux was just, apparently the Malphaux tournament was a clusterfuck this year.
Dude, every fucking tournament there is always a clusterfuck. Every year. Even the workshop ones. There's always some sort of shit show attached. It's just, how big of a shit show is it?
Yeah.
That's the question. I fucking hate miniatures.
Played a couple games from Leviathan. Catalyst Games.
Okay. You played Leviathan.
Played Leviathans before. It's a fun game.
I was confused. Is there some new company called Leviathan? Is it the guys who make Deep Wars?
Yes. No, Deep Wars is kind of cool.
Antimatter, I believe. Yeah, Deep Wars is pretty cool. When I first saw Deep Wars, the one thing I couldn't find, I guess I didn't look too hard, to be fair, before someone was like, it's right there. I wanted to know if it had 360.
Yeah.
And I was like,
not 360. No. You want to know if it had XYZ, move up and down.
Right. Well, I mean, is it, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And because it looks like all the pictures are just, horizontal, flat table. So it's like, can you go up and down? How do you track up and down? And I was told that you can, in fact, have vertical movement. I just want to know how that works.
Well, there you go.
Do you put like a dice next to them?
Yeah. So Patrick from Antimatter Games, if you're listening to this, first of all, hey, how's it going? You're always busy at it whenever I see you at these things, so I never get a chance to go talk with you.
You should have just put your hands down his pants. It would have gotten his attention.
And also, how does the vertical movement work? Do you use your penis?
Maybe there's a little dick thing that you like slide, turn it into a real dick measuring contest.
Dick measuring contest.
And then there's the other one, the Realm of Sea or whatever, but it's their land-based game. It's the one that happens by the ocean instead of in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the lizard men in there. They're cool looking.
I played Balance of Power, which is a game that came out 2 years ago from Catalyst.
Berlin's a purr.
It's actually not a bad game if you're playing against... It's Risk without all the bullshit, so take that or leave it as you will. It's good for people like Anthony from PlayOn. He hates Risk. He hates it.
I don't like Risk either.
I know. Well, you don't like it because you think it's a filthy casual game.
Next thing you're going to be like, let's battle in Stratego.
I hate fucking Stratego. It's the worst game in the world.
Is it because you've been destroyed by too many bombs?
No, I just fucking hate Stratego. Balance of Power, basically...
Do you hate it because most people call it Stratego?
Yes. it's like when people in Chicago go to the Aragorn Ballroom. The Aragorn Ballroom.
Because he's the fucking king.
I'm going to play Aragorn. Aragorn has 12 might points.
Aragorn's the dragon. From the children's book series. The
bullshit children's book series. I was like, Balance of Power works off paper, rock, scissors, so it's pretty good that way.
Like, you actually throw rock, paper,
scissors? No. You have generals, kings.
See, you had me interested.
Until
the fact that you don't actually throw rock, paper, scissors.
You have three basic unit types. You have generals, kings, bankers, and then, like, it's like
bankers. Ooh, the bankers.
Yeah.
Well, how exciting.
Bankers beat generals. Generals beat kings. Kings beat bankers. So you kind of move the things around, and you could capture based upon that paper, rock, scissors mechanic. It's interesting. It seems there's no variance between, like, whatever army you're playing, so... You get to pick, like, France, England, Ottoman Empire. It takes place pre-World War I. And, there's not a lot of variance to the game between the armies, so that kind of makes it a little poopy, but I could see it being a little fun for, like, people who don't really get into wargaming and that sort of thing. I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
It sounds awful.
It's
it sounds fucking terrible.
I didn't play any Battletech, I'll tell you that.
That's probably wise of you.
Or Robotech.
Because you wanted to do something at the convention other than play one game of Battletech.
How long have you guys been playing that Battletech game? Since 1984.
We're almost on turn 5.
It's the biggest Battletech game in the world. We have six mechs on each side.
Well, I was able to sneak in seven because I cut some tonnage from my Kodiak.
The only weird thing about Adepticon that I think that they need a bigger fucking hall. They need to fucking expand. I heard they're moving to Schaumburg next year, so.
Not Scumburg.
I didn't know you had a feeling. You had deep feelings on Schaumburg.
I have special names for lots of places. Most of them involve the word scum.
Oh, okay.
Scumdaline. Scumburg. It's good stuff.
Scumdale Heights. What?
Fartlet.
Fartlet. That's not really scum, but I can give you
no,
that.
No, yeah. I said most of them involve
scum.
Yeah,
no one ever goes to Bartlett, so don't have to worry
it's
about that.
It's Fartlet.
No one ever goes to Fartlet, so you don't have to worry about that much.
Yay, Fartlet.
Mantic threw down at Adepticon this year. They were huge. They had all the terrain out and everything. Mm-hmm. That was massive.
They had 10 people at the King's War tournament, which is a big improvement from last year of three.
Four.
I'm sorry. Four. So, hey, they more than doubled their attendance.
There
I'm
you
sure
go.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, kind of Kings of War was put on the backside, though, because it was all Dead
Zone.
Dude,
everything's put on the backside except for Dead Zone and Dreadball.
Dreadball! Sportsball!
They've got to score that a unit point in a time allotment.
Sportsball.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either, but whatever. People like it for some odd reason.
Fucking sports are so fucking stupid. Like, unless you play the sport. Like, I get it. Like, if you play the sport, sure, that makes sense.
Like, Steve, before he went into this little tirade, his head started shaking. Like, he got really upset.
It's fucking terrible. It's like, and he's like, we'll put orcs and dragons into football, and it'll be great.
Yeah. I think
people like that remind me, people just buy Madden. If you want to win the game, you're going to have to score touchdowns. If you kick a field goal, you got 3 points.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing I wanted to bring up from there was your feelings on the Crystal Brush. I think you need to go out there and...
Everyone got all sassy on that
thread. I'm kind of with the fans. I'm not with you on this one.
See,
but I want you to explain your point.
All right, so if someone is a mediocre or terrible painter, and they just enter for just the sake of entering.
For shiggles.
Why fucking bother? Because the one response is like, if you don't try, you don't improve. And it's like, if you don't do anything and do put in the same model, you don't just improve through fucking osmosis. If I enter a shitty model in 1 year, and then the next year I enter another shitty model, I didn't get any better. I'm just entering another shitty model. So it doesn't make any sense to me why, like, you just do it for fucking fun. If you don't think your miniature has a chance of winning, why are you entering the competition? Because it's a fucking... I think it makes the competition look like a joke. Like, oh, some dude fucking like, I am half tempted for the next year to just slather models with shit and just enter them and just flood every single category with just, like, actual, like, it's a space marine with, like, red and green slop just, like, put all over it. Just to just undermine the integrity of this competition. Because it has none.
Yeah. Well, Crystal Brush has taken the place of Golden Demon because Golden Demon is no more! Because Games Workshop has decided, for some odd reason, that...
Die, Allied Schweinhund!
Yes. They decided that they wanted to focus all of their resin...
On gas chambers.
They... too much. Too far.
It's never too far when it comes to Workshop.
No. That's a little too far. They decided to take all of the plastic that they used for the Golden Demon trophies and melted it down to make... short buses for their Imperial Guard troops. I agree with you myself personally. If I personally felt like I had nothing that was worth that could possibly win at the
and I'm not saying win,
let me finish my thought. If I didn't think I'd have anything that would win, I wouldn't enter. But if someone wants to enter, who the fuck cares? Let them enter.
I'm saying it's a waste of time.
Well, it's their time. Let them waste it the way that...
No, waste my time, because I'm looking through and I'm trying to see some good fucking painted models, and it's garbage. It's a bunch of diarrhea in there.
Well, most of the stuff in there is diarrhea anyway. You get, like, 3 or 4, like, really great models, and they're so far above everyone else that... Well, 3 or 4 great models per category, that they're so far above everyone else that it doesn't matter in the long run about everything else.
Well, just saying that there's a model that's leagues above another doesn't make the other one diarrhea.
Well, it makes it diarrhea, but it just, you forget it after a while. You remember that the clockwork Tinkerbell for whatever from fucking last year won.
I hated that model.
It was not my favorite.
Yeah. But anyway, you remember that, but you don't remember shitty soda pop model, the one that you pointed out.
I didn't point that one out, actually. All of the people who were put on blast, none of them were put on blast by me. That was all people who listened to the podcast posting up their shitty models. That was like, this model's ass. And I'm like, yeah, it sure is. But I put no one on blast myself.
Well, I mean, they're... Like, don't get me wrong.
They know what they've done.
There were plenty of shitty models, and I do not disagree with that. But if someone wants to do it, just let them have fun. And you know what? A lot of times, too...
That's the whole thing. Is like, I think you're not taking it seriously. Like, it's a fucking competition. You're not supposed to be there for fun.
If you don't take it seriously, what's the fucking point?
You're not supposed to be there for fun. You're supposed to be there to compete.
Well, then
how is putting a fucking toy in a shelf fun? That's the stupidest statement I've ever heard in my life.
You know what? Every once in a while, someone gets to stand next to a giant, and they feel big themselves. Let the person feel big.
That sounds pathetic. They should really reevaluate their lives.
Steve, have you been to Adepticon?
Ooh. Ooh. I didn't say that.
I saw the Malfo.
How about the Mets?
I saw that Malfo room. But no, just let them have their moment and let them, you know.
So why don't they have two? Why don't they have a real tournament? They call the Masters, and then they have like the Ass Masters, and you can choose to enter either. Like when you put your model in, the judge immediately goes Masters or Ass Masters, and they just shuffle your model to one side.
So you're talking about an apartheid movement for the painting miniature seat?
Yes.
So that you could think the race of the less worthy people could go over there, but the worthies go over here.
Yes.
So you're talking about creating a caste system within the miniature painting community.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because people would get so buttered about
they
it.
They would.
And that's the whole thing. Like, I don't actually give a shit. I actually didn't look at any.
You gave a shit. No. You got upset. I can tell. You don't normally. You're saying you don't get upset, but I could tell you.
You should look at the other posts. Also, I posted that while
well,
I was
okay,
fucking hammered
I saw the other post too. But your initial one, you were a little upset about it.
I was also very much into the tank.
The tank?
Yeah.
Like drunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. But anyway, that's beside the point. The whole idea is people take it so seriously.
Yeah.
And I think the people who take it seriously are actually like there to compete.
Yeah.
And people who don't take it seriously, they devalue the whole thing. Like filthy casuals.
They're
filthy casuals of painting.
They are the casuals of painting. I'm not going to argue that.
But no, I didn't actually look at a single crystal brush entry until they posted up the winners. So I actually just made that up entirely.
He's lying.
Okay.
You
can think so. I'm just letting people look behind the veil.
Look behind the veil.
I didn't actually know that you could put your shit up on Cool Mini first. I thought you actually just brought it there.
Yeah, I don't. That's always like, this is going to sound like really grognardy about painting competition, because I've done a lot of them. One of the things that really bothers me is when Games Workshop was the worst with this. They would take people who were putting together a model, and they would put that model in White Dwarf and be like, look at how this person masterclassed this figure. And then that very model that was featured in White Dwarf at a masterclass would be entered into Golden Demon like 4 or 5 months down the road, and then it would win like the Slayer Sword. And you were like, this is bullshit on every level of the word bullshit. Cool Mini, you're not the same way. My biggest problem with Cool Mini, and Lyson is the one who really gets on tilt about this. Tim Lyson, former manager of the Chicagoland Battle Bunker, Golden Demon winner, like Slayer
Painter
Sword winner.
Painter extraordinaire.
Is the problem that it's the painting competition is crowdsourced. So it's like people who have no idea what's good painting are voting about what they think is the best painted.
So you gotta have giant bases.
Yeah.
Giant bases, custom models.
And so what always wins is, well, and I always yell at Tim, because Tim was the judge of Golden Demons for a long time too, and I would yell at him too. I'd be like, you keep on picking things that are hand sculpted. That's bullshit. If a person is painting a stock model, they can't win anything because they have to have some super sculpted face and, you know, fucking dong sculpted onto it with jizz dripping out of it using water
effects. Don't forget his
balls. That's not a painting competition.
If it doesn't have balls, it's not going to win.
Well, what if it's gilded?
Well, then it wouldn't have a river of jizz flowing out of it with water effects.
Well, it could just be pee.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. Fair. But it needs to be yellow if it's gelded.
Well, maybe he's drinking a lot of water. Maybe he's well hydrated.
Nope, it's the fucking Dark Ages. Nobody's well hydrated.
Well, it's
they're just drinking their own pee.
Oh, okay.
Like, you just keep drinking more and more pee.
Well, welcome into Steve's mind.
But yeah, it's
hold me, Lord. I need to fill me water canteen.
In my own opinion, I don't think it's very well. The Crystal Brush.
See, you want your own apartheid. You want the stock models and the custom models separate.
Well, you know, there's like Cool Mini or Not celebrities. It's like YouTube celebrities. You know, people who are like post constantly on Cool Mini or Not, like they're fancy super fucking models, and they're always like everyone fawns all over them. Like, oh god, your models are so good. Dark Souls is so hard to beat. Oh wait, I'm skipping. Right there.
He's so sad. He's a sad little man.
It's so hard. They get these little celebrities on there, and then these celebrities enter in, and then they always get beat by some French guy. That's what makes me laugh. But yeah, I actually did see French people entering this year, so it was pretty interesting. God, we're already at fucking halfway point. We have nothing else to talk about. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Fucking painting competition. It's so stupid.
It fucking pisses me off. Fuck. One last thing about Adepticon. Ethereum, the mini board game. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually kind of cool.
It looks fine. I do not change my statement about that game. Looks cool. 32 millimeter. What the hell?
Yeah. I mean, everything's
And then 30. There's another game that's 32 mil. Well, no. See, when
Wild West Exodus is 32.
When it says it's actually 32 mil,
yeah, it's 54.
I assume they're actually 32 millimeter heroic,
yeah,
which makes them way bigger and out of scale with 28 mil heroic, which is more like a 32 mil. Like,
So 54 millimeter is what you're
they're
saying.
They're basically just a fucking foot tall each.
And 54 millimeter is life size. Yeah, that was cool.
They're just all one of ones.
Well, you know what kind of pissed me off is Kings of War. Not Kings of War. Wrath of Kings. I always get that confused. Wrath of Kings had like six tables out demoing, and it was like the most boring thing I've seen in my life. I'm like, you just had like a $700,000 Kickstarter come out with all.
I wouldn't say just. That was a long time ago.
Well, the models should be shipping next month. Should be. That's Kickstarter quotes. I actually talked to the guy about it. I was like, so are they shipping? He's like, well, yeah, if everything goes according to plan. I'm like, this is a month away. You could pretty much give me a yes or no on this. So that means they're probably not going to be shipping in May. But if they do, who knows? Aside from that, it was boring. It was like, you know, you're trying to get this game going, and it's like, what? This is what you put out? Come on, guys. But aside from that.
So you want them to put out more?
Yes.
Just like everyone.
I do. By the way, why doesn't fucking Worm Hordes require painted figures at their tournaments?
Because of your lack of skills at video games?
God damn it. Actually, my spring break just started this weekend, so I started up my...
Are you ready to play another Assassin's Creed
I'm
game?
I'm playing Assassin's Creed Pirates.
So fucking bad.
Yarr.
So bad.
You know what the part is?
You should just play something else.
I do. I play lots of other things.
Other Assassin's Creed titles.
No. I played Last of Us just recently and Bioshock Infinite. I play AAA games. I don't fucking want to play these indie bullshit games like Dark Souls. It's hard.
I don't think Dark Souls counts as an indie game anymore because the original sold fucking 2.7 million copies.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm an elite club of people who play Dark Souls. Do you play Dark Souls? I play Dark Souls.
Shit. You're such a fucking pile of shit. It's so funny.
I play.
You play Mongoloid games.
I do. I'm not because I.
How's the newest Madden?
EA Sports. It's in the game. Yeah, but
Brofall. You playing Brofall?
Brofall in 5 seconds. Call of Bros. Bro of Duty.
Yeah, Bro of Duty is apparently like super dead now. It's like 3 years apart for whatever.
Yeah.
Bro Front. They released that game completely broken, apparently. Yeah. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm.
Who cares? It's all about Steam, right? It's all about
I don't actually,
Master Race.
This is true.
I don't fucking know. I don't care. I really don't give a shit on any level when it comes to video games.
It's like me and miniatures games.
Yes, pretty much. So speaking of non-miniature games, what you playing lately, Steve?
Board game wise?
Yeah. Like,
the last thing I played was Betrayal at House on the Hill.
Yeah?
Very solid game.
Mm-hmm. You play any card games lately?
Just mostly Weeaboo games.
Mostly Weeaboo. What do you mean Weeaboo games?
Like Weeaboo games. Like games for Weeaboos. So like I didn't
play. You lost your Weeaboo credit, apparently.
No, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. he has no idea. Yeah. No, like Card Fight Vanguard and I'm playing Future Card Buddy Fight, which is hilarious.
Did you
I would be playing Barbarossa, but it's not out yet.
Did you pledge?
No, it was too expensive.
No.
I was like, you know, I want it, but it's a little too much for me.
Yeah. The Super Dungeon Explorer thing, I pledged everything. Here's the thing, though. I want to keep pledging and getting all the things on there, but none of it's exclusive to the Kickstarter, and so it will eventually be made general to the public, so I'm not, getting too wrapped up in ordering it online. I think that's where they made a mistake.
Well, you're getting a bunch of free shit from the Kickstarter thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's not going to be included into the regular release, is it?
Well, it's all going to be made available, but you have to pay extra for it.
Okay, so, isn't there, because there's two levels of, stretch. There's the ones that get added to your pledge.
Yeah, there's the freezies, that's the loot.
And then there's the ones you can buy.
That's Blacksmith.
Now, presumably, the ones that are getting added to your loot are only going to be for the Kickstarter release, yeah?
No. Everything in the Kickstarter is going to be made available online in the shop.
Well, yeah, but you have to buy the loot extra, right?
Yeah, you'll have to buy it extra.
Okay, so you're getting it for free, so you are getting a deal.
Yeah, no, that's great. But what I'm saying is the stuff in the Blacksmith shop, I would like to buy now, but I'm just like, well, if I just hold off, I could eventually get it farther down the road.
So you're saying the add-ons, the stuff that you can buy extra, you don't need to do that.
If it was Kickstarter exclusive, though, I would be buying it up like gangbusters.
But see, then on the other hand, people don't like exclusives.
Yeah. Well, I don't like exclusives either, but
just endorsed exclusives.
I know. It's a double-edged sword. It's a triple-edged sword with a third edge.
It's a quadruple-edged dildo.
Being a dick butt. Did you take a look at Xenoshift?
Mm-mm. Oh, I think I did. That's the one with the insane artwork, right?
Yeah, the really cool artwork. Yeah.
Looks very awesome.
Oh, that's Kulmini's next Kickstarter, coming down the road, from what I hear.
It looks cool.
It's a co-op card game, so it's you and another player versus the game.
Mm.
It sounds interesting, though. It's more for, get four or five people playing together the card game to defeat.
Now I'm suddenly not interested in it at all.
No. It looks pretty interesting. I don't think maybe it might not be for you, but for a group of people, definitely.
Well, yeah, that's why I said I'm suddenly not interested in it at all.
Because can I beat the person? Can I?
No, co-op games all have a huge problem, and the actual problem with them, regardless of my favoritism towards games where you can eliminate players, is the fact that there's an alpha player syndrome. Generally, the person who knows how to play the game. You start to play the game, and rather than anyone getting their turns, the people who are more seasoned when it comes to games, they'll be able to take their own turns, and then people who don't really know games very well will be told what to do by the person who has the game. They'll be like, no, you should do this, because this is way better. And then the person who is not understanding it is like, oh, okay, I guess I'll do that. So they get no experience playing the game. The other person's just playing them, plus maybe one person who knows the game, and then one person's playing three people.
I would normally agree with that. However, I know you, and I know you're the alpha game guy anyway.
No, I don't play those games, so it doesn't happen.
No, I know you'd be the guy yelling at everyone to do what... See, that was my problem. Did you listen to this week's episode of Play On?
No.
They just put it up 2 days ago.
Okay, no, I didn't.
Okay. First of all, they spent the first 6 minutes jerking me off throughout the entire fucking episode talking about me. But
by jerking you off, do you mean they were just jamming a dildo in your ass?
This felt so good. But they were talking about how when I play board games with people or card games or whatever, it's like I don't tell them the strategy and how to win until the end, and I explain this is what you need to do to win. In my opinion, that's why should I tell you how to play from right at the beginning? Does that make sense to you?
You want a free win.
Yes, well, that aside from that too.
Right? You get the free wins.
I get to put that on my notch of imaginary.
And then when they're all defeated and confused as to why they lost, you could be like, and this is why I beat you, scrubs. Here, look at these things. I fucking comboed here. You could have stopped me, but you didn't. I got this combo. You could have stopped me, but you didn't. You're all fucking terrible. See you next week.
Throw it on the smoke bomb. I'm out.
Yeah.
But no, I want people to understand how the game works before I tell them exactly how to play the game. Because my way of playing the game might not necessarily be the way to win. I don't know. That's just me, though.
I find that if I was ever unfortunate enough to be dragged into a co-op game, I would want everyone there who knows how to play.
Yeah.
That's it. Simple as that. If everyone knows the game, then
but that's
I would
how
play.
You are generally, though. You're the type of guy that doesn't want to put up with bullshit newbies when it comes to a game.
Well, I mean, it depends on which game it is. If it's a versus game, I'm just going to shellack them. So, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
If it's a co-op game, they're going to get told what to do by someone who knows the rules.
And what if it's a choo-choo train game?
If it's a choo-choo train game, I'm going to slap it off the table.
You're just an angry person. Why can't you just accept the love of the Faroe Equinology?
What?
The love of the Iron Horse, man. Train games.
The fuck is Pharaoh Equinology?
Iron Horse.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, people
wouldn't that be Equinology?
Equinology, I guess. Whatever, how it's my accent. What do you think about Doge cards?
Fucking stupid as shit. So fucking dumb. That was already tried with Rage Faces. They tried to do the fucking MS Paint Rage Faces comic Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And that one failed. I can only hope that this one does the same.
You hope that it fails miserably?
Not miserably, just fails. Doesn't matter. Because if you're a Kickstarter, if you fail, you fail. It's binary. If you fail by a dollar, you still failed.
Yeah, I get it. It's just like, fucking people, come on.
It's fucking stupid. Come on.
Why are you wasting our time, effort, and money into this?
It's just fucking stupid. I mean, it almost makes me more mad by people who pledged. Because it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
You know, it's those people who think like, haha, this is pretty funny online as Doge. It's like, people are trying to make money off Doge coins for some odd reason. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Doge?
I say Doge.
Doge?
Yeah.
Doge. Doge. Doge.
It's a fucking internet thing, so who knows how it's actually pronounced.
It's an internet thing. Who gives a fuck?
Doge. I like, because I like saying Doge.
Doge. Doge coin. People are buying that shit up and trying to make it into a virtual currency. I'll be sitting there sleeping on my greenbacks. Thank you very much.
Doge. Bitcoins? You mean mining Bitcoins?
We mining Bitcoins now?
Fucking co-op games. It's so stupid.
Well, I mean, isn't Pony Wars a co-op game?
The fuck is Pony Wars?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's a My Little Pony game. Too many of those out nowadays.
There was that one Kickstarter with the Tyranid ponies. That's pretty fucking awful.
I don't get it. It's like, is ponies the new Cthulhu?
I think it's more insidious than that, because Cthulhu is just kind of like, there's a ton of Cthulhu games. I don't think there's a shit ton of Cthulhu in everything. There's a few. Don't get me wrong, like Cthulhu Tech, which is like a it's really just a sci-fi Cthulhu game rather than like 1920s one. There isn't a ton of Cthulhu mashup. That's the word I was looking for.
Mashing it.
Yeah, there's not a huge amount of Cthulhu mashup. Most games are just Cthulhu games, and there's a fuck ton of them. There's infinite fucking Cthulhu games.
Let's make a...
But with the ponies,
yeah,
it's just everything is mashed up.
Yeah.
So like Warhammer Pony K, there'll be a fucking pony game with like space ponies, and they're the fucking Space Marine ponies and the Imperial Guard ponies and the Tyranid ponies.
Pony Hammer 40K?
Whatever. Fucking who cares?
Adeptus Ponicus?
Some fucking horse puns. Horse pun, insert horse puns.
Prefer the horse cum.
Take property, take horse puns, mash together. There you go. You have your pony mashup.
Let's do that and then
Dr. Hooves.
Let's do that and enter it into the Cards Against Humanity's game.
James Brandt got super put on tilt by the Cards Against Humanity thing.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. Cards Against Humanity is a lazy, lazy, lazy party game that I do not like playing.
Sells a fucking ton of copies.
It's the same reason why fucking people still play 40K.
There's a little less investment in a $20 card game.
it's lazy. That's what it is. It's an excuse of when you have people around not to have social interaction, but make all your social interaction around a game where you can make things sound dirty. I can make things sound dirty on my own. I don't need a fucking game to do that.
You've never won at Cards Against Humanity, have you?
Oh, I've won.
I don't think you have.
I have.
I think I figured it out. I think it's all coming into focus now.
Oh, my first game, someone who knew how to play it laid it all out and was like, this is the reason why you all lost. Because you didn't use the big black dicks card. Properly.
That is the most powerful card. Although there's bigger blacker dicks,
yes,
which is more powerful than big black dicks, and then there's biggest blackest dicks, which is, of course, again, more powerful.
Yeah. I just think it's lazy. Like, if I'm hanging around
for people who don't know how to play games, to play a game with a bigger group than like four people. Yeah. That's what it's fucking for. Because if you've ever played a board game with more than four people,
it's miserable.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
But Cards Against Humanity and I guess games like it, the party games.
Yeah.
They're okay with, like, you know, you have 12 people.
First of
you
all,
can still play.
I don't want friends. Second of all,
it's not for, you don't call a group of people over like, hey, you guys want to come over and play Cards Against Humanity? If you do that, you're fucking weird. it's for like, we're having a party. We're having a party. There's multiple people here. We're all drinking. And then you go like, you bust out Cards Against Humanity. That's what it's for.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like, I know this is going to sound weird, but like a Victorian party game, like where they would be like, let's play 20 questions. Let's play Cards Against Humanity. That's going to be fun. Yeah. If everyone was dressed up in like the full Victorian garb, like non-steampunk, mind you, but regular, like.
Some dude shows up with the fucking clockwork monocle.
You punch him in the face.
He's like, oh, I thought we were having an actual Victorian era party here. Like, but you're wearing a fucking hat that's producing steam.
If you need me, I'll be in my steamship.
I needed to keep my head covered.
You're wearing a leather mask.
My Oculus.
Yes. Tipping intensifies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's fucking, like, that's what it seems like. It seems like that sort of thing, like a lull in conversation. Let's play Cards Against Humanity because we can't talk to each other for any other reason.
That's the fucking point. Like, that's what it's for. It's for getting sauced and doing that. Like, beyond that, like I said, it's not a game where you'll get called people over to fucking play it.
Yeah, and for anybody who's wondering, they're actually sponsoring a contest for designing a game that they're gonna, what is it, distribute, or
they're gonna pay all the costs to produce the game.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. I mean, I have nothing against the producers of Cards Against Humanity. They actually give out the game for free most of the time. Any money that they're making off of it is because people want to own the actual game of it, which is fine. I have no problem with that. I just have a problem with the game itself.
Plus, they've produced more Pay What You Want expansions than I think any other gaming company.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine. That's great. I kind of wish that was just for a better game, but, you know, c'est la vie. But they're doing this.
I wouldn't really. That's the thing. I don't really call it. Like, I don't consider party games games. They're like, they're a party game that you have to have the word party before them.
Yeah.
Twister. Well, it's also like a miniatures game. Yeah. Like, miniatures games are not games. They're miniatures games.
Yeah.
Because a miniatures game isn't something you call, like, you know, what? You wouldn't call, like, your friend who you just, you know.
No, what is a game then?
A game is a board game. Card game.
Well, a card game is a card game. You can't play without cards.
The category of games would be board game, card game.
You're getting into the metal argument. Like, what kind of metal is this?
It's really simple. It's really simple. Before you derail it with your shitty Ed Hardy shirt.
It's a Klingon shirt.
No, all I see is Ed Hardy now.
Steve's getting angry.
The bird of prey has disappeared. No, a miniatures game isn't something you can just call someone over to play.
No, you're absolutely
like
right.
Like, they have to have some knowledge of, like, you know, how
they have to have their own army, or
yes, their own army. They have to have their own shit. You know, the thing that I would consider just like straight up games is you can call your friend over, you pull the box out, you play with the contents of said box.
Yeah. I get it.
Now, you can turn some miniatures games into those games, like Dead Zone, because it's a boxed game.
Yeah.
You just, like, you open it up, you pull out the figures that you've already painted, you show them how to play, you're good.
I ain't painting those figures.
Dude, I ain't painting nothing.
I ain't painting shit.
I ain't painting nothing. Fuck painting. It's garbage.
But the...
Unless it's Gundams. I'll paint some Gundams.
I've got some Gundams. They're 1/44th scale.
That is accurate. 1/144. It's the largest scale.
It's the largest of scales.
The largest range.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
It's the Dark Souls of the modeling community.
No. That would be perfect grades.
So hard to do.
That'd be perfect grades.
Perfect grades. Oh, this is a perfect grade model. It's so hard to build. Oh, God, it's so hard.
You're such a casual man. You're just jealous of people who are good at things.
Jelly. I'm jelly.
You need to go to jelly school.
I'm going to jelly school.
You and Brant, get your tickets. You're going to jelly school.
We're going to jelly school. So the Cards Against Humanity guys are doing this. So if you want to create a game, play to the lowest common denominator, kind of like what they do. Make some pony game that has Cthulhu and zombies.
And steampunk.
Steampunk zombie Cthulhu pony game. There we go. Game classy right there. $1 billion idea.
It's true. We require a 5% fee. If you make it, we get 5%. If you fail, we're not giving you nothing.
Well, Steve might give you a handy. Wonderful. So, Steve, do we have anything else that we need to cover? Someone brought up something about 3D printers. We could talk about that.
I don't really care. The technology's not relevant yet.
It's not. No, it's not at all.
Like, as simple as that. It's just not relevant yet. It will be. Yes. At some point, it will be where you just push a button and you get a fucking awesome miniature out of it. But at the time, right now, not yet.
Or you can press a button and go, T. Oh, great.
Get yourself a sandwich. They already 3D printed some food.
Yeah, but it's not T. Oh, great. Hot.
Not yet.
What's that?
Rock to Gino.
Fucking shit.
Rock to Gino.
The bullshit thing about the Earl Grey tea hot is that I tried Earl Grey tea. It's a bullshit tea. I don't know why people drink tea.
Really? Earl Grey tea's good. Yeah, it's Earl Grey tea's fucking good.
No, it's tea is part of the reason we broke from England and got
Earl Grey tea's fucking great. So green tea.
And we got fucking
You're just a coffee hipster.
We got
I bet you grind
freedom.
Your own beans from the mountains of Fujibuki.
No. What I do
I could really taste the dirt in this.
What I do is I get my beans and then first of all I douse them in Freedom, put them in my Freedom machine, and then I pour hot Freedom over it, and then I drink my hot Freedom coffee.
The fact that you've admitted that you get beans and you grind them yourself makes you a coffee hipster. So I'm sure you'd like to talk about the rich blend of the Colombian hills that this came from.
Yes.
And you know the name of the donkey whose shit fertilized the beans.
Probably.
This is Ronaldo's beans.
It's Ronaldo's beans. Exactly. You know what? And it's better than the fucking trees that you fucking put inside your hot water. Fuck it. What is this? It's a leaf. Great. Wonderful.
I like coffee too, but I fucking love tea. Earl Grey's delicious.
Tea is bullshit.
You're such a weirdo.
No, tea is awful. Tea should be stricken from this
earth. You gotta have your coffee and your Big Mac.
Get my fucking coffee. And no, two Big Macs. I mush them together.
And two Big Macs for $5. Yeah. And the Freedom fries.
Yeah, well, what I do is I take the two Big Macs and I use them as buns.
More importantly than the Big Macs.
For third Big Mac.
More importantly than anything.
Which is the meat.
Have you seen the Taco Bell breakfast?
It's awful. It's so terrible.
It's a fucking waffle taco.
It's a waffle taco. Oh, God damn it. Yes, but anyway.
It's horrifying.
It's terrifying. I don't know. This is the worst concept since Crystal Pepsi.
It's a huge success.
Yeah, because...
I don't think it's a Crystal Pepsi concept. I think it's the concept of making new Coke and then returning Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah. Maybe it's just like fucking Americans just need something else that they could shovel down their gullet, dip in mayonnaise and just push down
maple
there.
Maple syrup this time.
Dip in maple syrup and slide down there.
It just slides greasily down their throat hole.
It's not even probably maple syrup. It's probably some weird Vermont syrup.
No, it says maple syrup on it, but I think if you look at the ingredients, it says not actually syrup. It's like this is a chemical concoction.
This is something that Canadians would need. I'm not eating it.
No, the Canadians would only eat pure 100%
maple syrup.
Ontario maple syrup.
Exactly. You just you just go out to your backyard and you stick a spigot into the tree and turn it.
And just chug.
Just chug it. Just chug that syrup. Chug it good.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I don't know. There's I'm so disenfranchised with the fucking gaming industry. I see news for a new game and I'm just like, okay, it's another game, fucking Knights and Wizards, cool. And then like I see a board game, it's like, oh look, it's another deck building game. Wow.
What's a
miniatures game. What's this one? Is it sci-fi? Is it steampunk? Or is it fantasy? Oh, it's one of those three. How exciting.
What's it going to take to get you excited, Steve?
Fuck if I know, dude.
You're just feeling down
like
in the dumps.
The last thing I got super excited about was Kingdom Death. Like, that game I'm very excited about.
Yeah, it's still not out yet, though.
Yeah, that was fucking 2 years ago. That was the last thing I got excited about. It kind of feels cheap to give that as my response because I liked Kingdom Death. As soon as I saw the miniatures, I was like, that's awesome. When is the game coming out?
You were a big fan of that before.
Yeah, I thought it was... I loved the design. They just fucking sold me completely with the fucking amazing miniatures. I was like, this is fucking really cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to say that I disagree with you completely because I do feel like a little bit of the wear and tear of the industry. Like, it's 40K... Like, Warhammer, which was, you know, my big thing for a very long time, has just gone so far down the rabbit hole of bullshit that I don't even want to look at it anymore. It's like I feel like an abused child. like I'm all grown up now and it's like I don't want to talk about my parents. It was a bad childhood. I just want to get past it now.
They R-Kellied me.
Yeah, I just want to get past it now. show me on the miniature where they touched you, Joe. Show me on the miniature. Pretty much that's what it's like. But and then it's like all the other stuff that's out right now, it's like Warm Horse, that's fine, you know, but it's like nothing is exciting about it. It's like a lot of the same stuff coming out and out now.
Yeah, I like the Cephalix minis from War Machine. They look really cool, but are they gonna suck? Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you gotta wait on that one.
Yeah, you have to see the rules.
And yeah, same thing. It's like I really like Bolt Action, but Bolt Action I just like the rule set. It's like it's something that's fun to play and it's quick and I don't have to worry too much and everything's cheap for it, so I don't have to like fucking blow a ton of money on it. I could just play it and, you know, move on from there. There's a lot of board
I'll play with Army Men.
You play with Army Men?
The Green Army Men. I'll just buy a $5 tub of Army Men, yeah. And I will battle you in bold action with my Army Men.
There's actually...
Can I enter those in a tournament?
Probably not.
Fuck! What if I painted them?
I think they're 32 mil. That's the
Shit!
Reason. But no, there's always a couple good board games coming out. And one of the things I'm excited about is I'm really excited about Super Dungeon Explorer's PvP Arena. That actually seems kind of cool to me. And I
penis versus penis.
Yes, it's you have your warband with your hero. You have a hero, and then you have a monster warband, and you fight against another hero monster warband. So it's like you could actually play it inside the dungeon against each other, as opposed to we're all members of a party and we're going against the dungeon master, or we're all going against the game. This is actually more one-on-one, and I kind of like that concept. It's exciting, but is it exciting enough for me to go oh my god? No, not really. It's just interesting. And I'm already invested in the game, so, on from there. But I would... There's nothing that's popped up that's been really exciting for me for a while.
And I guess, like I said, on the other front, I got really excited about Lamentations of the Flame Princess.
You did.
Very excited about that game.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing Lucius Nature in full color, hardcover, which is a good deal.
Yeah. Those books are small. I was looking at them the other day when I was at the game store.
They're wee size.
They're very wee.
Yeah, because it came in a box set.
Yeah.
With the three books stacked.
Well, even the expansion books are pretty wee in comparison to other size books.
That's why the books are so much cheaper.
Yeah.
Because it turns out you don't need to have giant fucking books. Also, just from a personal standpoint, I much prefer the smaller books. Like when they did...
I can see that for RPG.
It wasn't the best, but when they did Dungeons & Dragons Essentials, the Essentials line, they made them... they call it digest size.
Yeah.
And they made the Dungeons & Dragons Essentials book digest size, which in terms of doing a game, fucking fantastic. Because I could, instead of having to have this giant cart full of hardcovers that I need to push around, I just throw the small digest books in my backpack, take them anywhere.
Hop on your bike.
Dude, I was on that motorcycle. I had the fucking Magic the Gathering card in the back spoke, and I'm... I was like, I can't wait to play some more D&D. Yeah.
I could see that. No, I like big books though. I like all the color, and I like I like it being all fancy. And
I'm much more of the utilitarian.
You're practical. You worry about space a lot. I don't have to worry about space.
It's not about space. It's about
practicality.
Yes, exactly. Like I can't bring a fucking stack of 8 hardcover books easily. Somewhere else. If I need to go do a DM, you don't use your books, so it's fine that they're. You don't like. You don't run RPGs. You don't play RPGs. You collect the books, which is fine. But you don't need to worry about those kind of things. You don't need
to
worry about.
I would play RPGs if I had a group.
You don't need to worry about this. I mean, I have a bookshelf that fucking holds big ass books. It's full of books. Like, I could do the same thing. Just take a book in the bookshelf. Yay. I want something that I could use. Yeah. That's the whole point. It's like, I want the usefulness to be there. I'm actually selling almost all my RPG stuff. I'm only keeping a few select items.
Are you now?
Yeah. Because I'm done with any sort of collecting just to stare at it.
Yeah, you're all about just these are the games we're going to fucking play.
No, it's either because I don't play a good portion of them. It's the games that I really want to keep, the ones that if I could run them, I would. Those are being kept. Otherwise, they're gone. Farting them out under the wild yonder of eBay.
fun times. Well, we're heading towards the end of the podcast, and so I think that's about it. We already talked about Dungeons & Dragons mini, not this podcast, but the last one, so we don't have
to Cock Chuggers 2.
Cock Chugging. I think we're all good.
Buttfuck Sluts Go Nuts?
Yeah. Ooh, that's interesting.
What, Buttfuck Sluts Go Nuts? It's pretty good.
No, a troll bud, dire troll character, heavy war beast.
Oh, yeah. He's got the little dude on his back shooting things.
That's cool.
His name is it's two names. It's Biggie
Dozer
and Jiggy.
And Squiggy.
It's fucking Master Blaster.
Who run Bartertown? Yes,
we all know who run Bartertown, and it's not the Trollbloods because they're awful. Sorry. I like the Trollblood miniatures, but they're a fucking awful faction. Which is a shame.
All right, so.
I blame you.
What?
I blame you, personally.
I play Kador.
Wait, exactly. That's why I blame you about the Trollbloods.
All right.
If only they knew you were playing Trollbloods, they might make their rules a little bit better.
Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steven at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page. It's
it's Game Classy podcast. Oh, yeah. It's a radio station.
Just fucking look for Game Classy on Facebook.
Yeah.
If they're listening to it right now, they fucking know it already.
Yeah, but how come they're not, you know, liking it?
Probably to specifically troll you.
Probably, because it bugs me. Like, I see our numbers, and our numbers do not reflect our Facebook page. I'm like, God damn it. You know what I blame for Facebook? I blame you. You're not posting enough interesting material on there.
I will post as much pornography as you'd like.
That's better. And guys eating chocolate doorknobs.
Yes, that was the fucking best. The fucking
that
expression is so good. I couldn't.
Like,
Yeah, I lost my shit when I was at work, and I like somebody sent me that, and I was like, I click on it, and I'm like, you know, I'm quiet at work, and then suddenly I'm just like, oh fuck, I lost it. And someone's like, what? What's so funny? And I'm like, all right, come over here and look. And then fucking three people come over to my desk, and I'm like, all right, watch this. And they're all just like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, he's eating a chocolate doorknob.
Look up eating chocolate doorknob, and I guarantee you it's gonna be much, much different than
what
you
don't
think.
Look up eating chocolate starfish. No. Yeah, it's on the Game Classy Facebook page if you want to see it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See what I did there? I brought it back around. Brought it back. Whoosh, whoosh. That's what I do. I bring it around and I lock it tight. Shh. You leave it frayed at the end. You let people fall to their doom. Me, I use a chain, not a rope, and I bring them back up, and then I cast them down.
Down into the dumps. All right, so yes. Like our Facebook page. Also like the Facebook page of our sponsors, the Northampton Wargamers.
Northampton.
Their Facebook numbers are going up. It's all because of us. You know
I
that,
take
right?
full credit.
Northampton, keep reaching for that rainbow. That's all I got to say.
Reading
on it.
Rainbow.
Actually, it's from the end of The Simpsons. The one where they go into the gay steel mill.
We work hard.
And then we play hard.
Everybody dance now.
It's just always at the end of that episode, they say, dedicate to the U.S. Steel Workers of America. Keep reaching for that rainbow.
He thinks you're gay. He thinks I'm gay.
Everybody dance now.
All right.
Is that the episode with
John Waters?
John Waters?
Yeah.
It is? Yeah. Yep.
Zap.
Fucking love John Waters.
Only two types of guy.
He
guys.
Prefers the company of men.
Who doesn't? You sure as well do if you go to Adepticon. I'm going to start a Tumblr, by the way, of Adepticon called Angry Girlfriends of Gamers. It's going to be pictures of...
Is it just going to be a picture of a bunch of empty chairs?
No, it's going to be pictures of guys playing games. Like, you see the guy getting into it, and his girlfriend sitting next to him, like, looking all bored.
Hey, that's her fault for going.
Exactly. That's what I say. But you don't see my wife at a
gaming
convention.
That's the problem, you know, because they're nagging shrews who, if he doesn't take her to Adepticon, she's going to bitch him out for a fucking week about it. But then when he does take her to Adepticon, she's fucking annoyed and bored as shit because it's miserable to be there if you're not playing games. And watching people play miniatures games is worse than fucking pulling teeth. Then she's going to bitch at him for a week about how shitty it was that he made her go to Adepticon.
Pat B liked watching my game.
Well, that's because... Pet B's fucking weird, man. Also, Pet B's the most lawful good human being ever. So if he's with a friend and he's doing something and he's like, yeah. He's just fucking into it. He's like, yo, thumbs up. Like Pat, like, you know what Pet B is? Like, when you're fucking driving the NASCAR and you're just like, you're like, and you're Tom Cruise and you're Days of Thundering, yeah. And you fucking your car spins out and you're like, oh no. And then there's the pit crew that saves you, and then you make it just by a hair's breadth. You defeat the evil Blarkinson, who is your rival from high school, racing rival. You beat him, you cross the finish line, you're like, yeah. And then when you get out of your car and they have the champagne, the girl in the short dress runs over to you and she's like, ah. And it's like, and you fucking grab her and you're like, yeah. And you look over and fucking Pat B in a checkered hat looks back at you and he's just like, yeah. And he gives you a huge thumbs up, and then it freezes and then the credits roll. That's fucking Pat B.
There you go. Speaking of Pat B, you could also listen to Pat's Retro Game Review Podcast, also known as Play On, where they talk about the video games. And they also talk about us, too. They like to talk about how we troll them. What do you think of their theme song for...
I loved it. I fucking lost it. I was like, that is... magic. It's just pure magic. I don't have a trolling Pat segment at this time, but
I think we troll him enough.
I'll let everyone know in the background there's currently a build-up right now because JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle is coming out at the end of this month.
Yeah,
I told Pat B, I was like, get your copy because I'm gonna be practicing. I expect he's gonna be practicing. We're gonna have a fucking showdown, and I'm gonna be all like, oh, rah, 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 rah. It's gonna be fucking
what is this
sweet
called?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle.
Yeah, it sounds like a bro fighter.
There's no such thing as a pro fighter.
Yeah, there is.
Well, then it would be Street Fighter.
Every fighting game is a pro fighter. What's up, dude? Gonna fight against each other?
Actually, believe it or not, the college pop collars don't like fighting games.
Oh, no. You're your own separate crowd. You're your own separate crowd of dudes who are like, dude, I know all the combos for this game, so we're gonna play it. Dude, you're just spamming moves.
The fact that you're doing a white guy's voice shows me that you've never, ever seen a fighting game tournament.
No, I do, but I just don't want to sound racist. I don't do that for StarCraft just because I don't want to sound racist.
Well, no, it's not racist. Like a shit ton of people who play fighting games, black guys and Asian guys, they rock it out.
I'm not going to be racist, Steve.
It's not racist.
You can go ahead and be racist and anti-Semitic and all the other things that you are.
Anti-Semitic.
You can go ahead and do that.
I have never made an anti-Semitic joke in my entire life, ever. Anyway.
I just made one today, actually.
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about. That was the double joke.
You ruined it. All right. So anyway, Steve.
I love fighting games.
Did I cover everything? Northampton Wargamers.
Northampton.
It's Hamish's mom. Hamish. Is it Hamish or Hamish?
Hamish.
Hamish?
I believe it's Hamish.
Hummus? Hummus's mom?
It's hummus.
Hummus's mom?
Yes, Hummus's mom. Bet she's super hot.
Bet you she is. She's also...
Hummus's mom has got it going on. I porked her in the ass in the front lawn.
Also, chickpeas.
Yes.
Chickpeas, lentils, and rice. This one's chickpeas and lentils.
Everything you need.
Have it with rice.
Everything you need.
So, Steve, until next week, or next time...
Be prepared. Fucking dicks.
Game classy.